We didn't want to do it. We did not want to do this. The latest pile on, it was Albo's house, and now it's Upgrade Albo. But that's just the way of the world. It's a massive pile on. The hypocrisy is pulsating. They all do it. Yes, that's not an excuse, but they all do it. We'll get to the point in a sec. It can't be excused, and Albo should be held to a higher standard. We're talking about the Qantas flight upgrades, particularly when he was transport minister. Yep, that's the wrong thing. But they were declared. They were disclosed. Okay, so let's have a look here. Let's put this in perspective, this beat up. We've got here QED. We did a whole series on this QED. We called the section QED because it means quod erat demonstrandum, which is Latin for there you go. So it is demonstrated. So it is shown. And what we're trying to do there is rally support for, yep, federal ICAC now. We had stickers, you know, we had T-shirts made up, the slush clothing range, the caps and the T-shirts, slush. Because there were so many rorts under the last government. And the guts of it is this. If you have a look, the QED database of Rorton scandals, we haven't updated it for Labor. There's a few Labor ones in here, mind you, but of course the dimension of the scamming by the coalition, it was so immense that we had to list them all. And there's more than 100 rorts here. If you just go into this database, we'll put the link in the description. You'll be able to get them all. You know, here we are. ScoMo, subsidies for fossil fuels, pork barreling, and another $105 million that ScoMo's 2019 election win. The sports frauds, there she is, Bridget McKenzie, back on the front bench, courtesy of Barnaby Joyce, after this amazing rort. And, of course, much more public money deployed there than in Albo's upgrade saga. Barnaby Joyce. What about Barnaby's time as the agrarian advisor, where he spent $600,000 and delivered 5 text messages? You know, what came of that? There was a bit of noise. I mean, you could scroll through these. There's rort after rort. They just go for page after page on all these guys. There is Andrew Lamming. Here he is, Joe Hockey and his cab charges. You know, there's Tony Abbott, the Chinese watchers. A lot of this stuff is undeclared. You see, Albo at least did declare all his stuff. He didn't declare his wife's stuff, but she was a politician too. She got the Chairman's Lounge membership as well, but she was a politician in her own right, and they give it to power brokers. It is graft. The Chairman's Lounge is graft. Make no mistake. But we go through them. There's Greg Hunt. There's Julie Bishop. Julie Bishop's $30,000 flight from Perth to Canberra. You know, it's a matter of disclosure. Just a long list of non-disclosures. Here we go. We've got one from Albo. AFL Grand Final grab. We got Warren Truss. We got Michael Danby. We got Barnaby again. Barnaby makes a few entries into the old QED database of rorts and scandals. Of course, they're all little buried stories. Not like this today. Not like the old front page treatment in Rupert Murdoch's The Israelian. And we've got the little duopolist across the street down there at Pyrmont. PM denies ever seeking travel upgrades from Qantas. So front page again, another day, another front page. The fact of it is, as this QED database will show you, the fact of it is that there's Bronny, there's here's some deputy PM's $21,000 flight to give speech on belt tightening. Marky Dreyfus, ski chalet. There he is, Chris Pine, now a weapons lobbyist. Selling us up the river with weapons. QED travel rorts. We got, what else have we got? I mean, it just goes on. We got Matthias Cormann. Remember when they spent all that money ferrying Matthias around the world, you know? Timmy Wilson. Remember Tim Wilson? Foxtel, the coalition's media mates. They're furious about it. Sky News. They're calling for a NAC. Corruption Commission investigation into this stuff. They're calling it bombshell. How can something that's already been disclosed by Albo be bombshell allegations? So he should report himself, says Sky, Murdoch's TV broadcaster, should report himself to the NAC. Well, get this. Yesterday, the NAC report came out showing that the NAC's first corruption victim is the NAC's own chairman, Brereton. Brereton isn't hogging the limelight here. No, they're ignoring that because, and it's not right to say that because everyone does it, it's okay. Albo does have a case to answer, particularly, of course, as he was transport minister. Jokingly, back in the day, back in John Anderson's day, they used to call him the Minister for Qantas. Every transport minister is effectively the Minister for Qantas. They all get soireed by Qantas. The Qantas, for its part, what about its corruption? The 8,000 flights, the ghost flights, for which it got a slap on the wrist. Nobody was prosecuted for that under Alan Joyce's reign. Well, there you go. So the guts of it is, Andrew Robb, remember Andrew Robb sold the port in Darwin to the Chinese. Pre all the Chinese xenophobia from ScoMo. There's another one from Bridget. ScoMo again. Scott Buchholz. It's just one after another. The point of it is, there we go. Gambling lobbies punt with $20,000 donation to Kevin Andrews. We really should update this to include the Labor Rorts, but of course, well, we did, but we haven't for 2 years because Rorts was so prolific, so destabilising, so endemic to government back in the 9 years of the coalition that it was a real thing. Now, Labor is not as corrupt and they are more competent. That means they still should be in scrutiny. They should be scrutinised by the media because they are in government and the opposition is in opposition. But it's the scale of it, the media hypocrisy, the beat up. Why now? Why now? Because the coalition's media champions want to destabilise the Albanese government. Now, it needs a good kick up the posterior, the Albanese government, for a number of things. I mean, we busted them for Santos writing the laws on fossil fuels exploration and so on. I mean, we busted them for so many things, and we've covered this, Albo's son in the lounge. I mean, but we've got that. We've got this. That's Labor. And this big fella here is the coalition. So why now? Why all this stuff is just too destabilised? There's Chrissy Pine again. Stuart Roberts, $38,000 internet bill. The fact is, the Qantas uses the chairman's lounge to cozy up to politicians, to get them under its purview, and to get them to basically allow it to run as a monopoly. That's what they do. The whole system is corrupt. Political donations are corrupt. Have a think about this. All Australians, businesses and personal Australians, are paying more for electricity. Why are they paying more for electricity? Because of corruption, because of officialised corruption. It's called political donations. We prefer to call them political payments. They are just bribes. It's just a protection racket. The fossil fuel guys, foreign fossil fuel gas exporters, are huge donors to both the Liberal and the Labor parties. In fact, there's like a membership scheme going on there where they're members of the party. They pay 25 grand if they're platinum, 20 grand if they're gold, and they're silver memberships. Why? Because of political favours. It's entrenched. So that engenders policy which actually cooks the planet and costs Australians more for their electricity because gas is the determining factor in electricity. That level of corruption completely instilled in the system. Where is the inquiry into that graft? There we are. Bridget again. I mean, Bridget, she's been out clutching the pearls and waving the finger at Albo, and she's just a litany of rorts by Bridget. You know, the gun thing. You know, Barnaby again. It just goes on and on. The guts of it is the story has become, the beat up has become the story. And now, and this is the interesting thing in the media terms about it, because it is a beat up. Yes, it deserves airplay, but it's a beat up. And so, and the excuse that everyone does it is not okay for Albo, but the point is it's officialised. Corruption is officialised. It's embedded in the system. We need political donations reform. We need reform to transparency and all these things, which has not happened under the Labor government. They've just given us this dud NAC, the National Corruption Commission, or SNAC, the Secret Anti-Corruption Commission, as we like to call it. Those are the big issues. They've been ignored in favour of personal politics like Albo's house, What about Dutton with his flights with Gina Reinhart? What about his trust structures, which are impenetrable? You can't see Dutton's properties, his houses, because they're buried. They're hidden in trusts. Go and have a look at his disclosures. You'll find family trusts there. They all do it. Albo doesn't do it. Albo is not as compromised as many on the coalition side and in his own party and even, you know, the minor parties, which are bigger on integrity. There's issues there as well. It's in the system. So why now? They're going after him. He should have had that Royal Commission into the Murdoch media. He should have done that. He should stand up to them, do a Dan Andrews. No, don't join IPAC. Well, there was Dutton on a trip. On a trip to cuddle Benjamin Netanyahu, care of the Israel war lobby, you know, besides the Gina flights, his trip to India. I mean, the media has missed the American-Israeli genocide story in favour. They still haven't covered that properly. They never mentioned the G word. In favour, while they had their second, they announced their second anti-Semitism inquiry as a distraction this week. We've got some good coverage of that on the website. You know, so what about that? Where's the media when it comes to those massive issues that we're being dragged into war with China over AUKUS? We're genocide partners. Where's Australia's involvement in this, in these war crimes? Where is the investigation by the media into that? Now, it's all about upgrade Albo. They tried to make, what was it? What was the Albo's House saga? What was it called again? Something or other, but you know, they come up with these monikers and try to make them stick. Now, this has snicked. This has clicked, rather. The story is going now with fingers pointed on both sides. It's starting to unravel. So that may become the bigger story, just how corrupt the system is. So in a sense, Albo's precipitated that. Well, he hasn't precipitated. He's disclosed these flights, but Joe Aston's come along, who former Liberal Party PR and quite a good journalist at the Fin Review, to sell his book on the 7:30 report. And what happens? It snowballs from there. Now they're all finger pointing. You're more corrupt. No, you're corrupt. You know, it's good stuff. So it will unravel. So in fact, it will shine the torch on those issues. Please like, share, or comment in the section below. Check out the website. We've got some terrific yarns on there, and we'll keep it coming. Throw us a few bucks on Patreon if you can afford it.